At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Dealing with pests can be a pain, but relax, Terminix can help. Because when pests show up, so does Terminix. With over 95 years of experience, they have what it takes to take on any pest problem fast. If your home or business has pests, don't stress it. Terminix it. Visit Terminix.com to book your appointment online today. That's TERMINIX.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Countdown with Keith Olbermann is a production of iHeartRadio. His words to John Eastman were, "Get a great effing criminal defense lawyer, you're going to need it." His words to Donald Trump might as well have been, "Get a great effing criminal defense lawyer. You're going to need it." Eric Hirschman may have just kept America's Hitler from ever holding office again. Hirschman may have also sent him to jail. At minimum, he is likely to have forced him to go to trial after all. And if Hirschman has not done enough to do these things, Trump's own hubris may have provided the final push. Hirschman, in fact, may have turned out to be, sorry, John, the John Dean of this disastrous presidency, only with profanity, plus a baseball bat on his wall emblazoned with the word justice. The New York Times last night quoted three unnamed sources, and how at least one of them isn't Hirschman is a theoretical impossibility, who say Hirschman, the former Trump attorney, personally warned Trump late last year, 2021, that Trump had to return the government materials he had taken when he left the White House, or he would face serious legal jeopardy and multiple investigations. In the search warrant the Department of Justice got to search Mar-a-Lago for the stuff stolen by the nuclear kleptomaniac, there was a specific citation that evidence suggested America's Hitler had violated 18 U.S. Code 2071, the Espionage Act, the taking and keeping of national security documents. And 2071 hinges on one word: whoever willfully and unlawfully conceals, removes the same shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 3 years or both, and shall forfeit his office and be disqualified from holding any office under the United States. Willfully. Hirschman, according to the Times, quote, warned Trump late last year that Mr. Trump could face legal liability if he did not return government materials he had taken with him when he left office. Hirschman sought to impress upon Mr. Trump the seriousness of the issue and the potential for investigations and legal exposures if he did not return the documents, particularly any classified material. If Hirschman told Trump something like, return those classified documents or they'll investigate and prosecute you, and Trump ignored him and kept most of them anyway, that is the legal definition of willfully. Trump is therefore screwed. Moreover, the Times reported last Friday that Hirschman, quote, has been summoned to testify to a federal grand jury. And as his testimony about John Eastman to the House January 6th committee showed, he has been willing to tell the truth about Trump and his co-conspirators, even though Hirschman was one of Trump's many lawyers during one of Trump's many impeachments. And as suggested before, whatever damage Trump did to himself by ignoring Hirschman's advice has been compounded by what in retrospect looks like a really bad guess by Trump and his latest lawyers that the semi-retired Brooklyn judge Raymond Deary, the one they nominated to be special master in this case, was a skeptic of FBI methods, and because he was appointed by Reagan, he would do Trump's bidding for him the way the glorified Florida paralegal temp Eileen Cannon has. Instead, even before the lawyers for Trump and the lawyers from the Justice Department got into his courtroom for a preliminary hearing Tuesday, Judge Deary had already made a stunning demand. He wants to know from the Trump side, quote, specific information regarding declassification and give it to the court and to the government. That's how Trump's attorneys phrased it in their response. It may seem simple common sense to you. If Trump's principal defense for his theft of ultra-secret classified government documents is that he declassified some of them, or most of them, or all of them, or all of them everywhere in the universe, Judge Deary wants to know which documents are declassified and when Trump declassified them. But the Trump lawyers seem stunned by this. They say they can't do it. If Trump is indicted, they say, those declassification details will be the basis of his defense. And now the special master wants them to spell their defense out word by word to the prosecution. In other words, Deary recognized something that Trump appointee Cannon did not or would not, that Trump's entire defense is based on this premise. Keep your cake and eat it too. If your defense is, these classified documents are my documents and not the government's, and they're my documents because I declassified them, you cannot then say, but I won't tell you which are the ones I declassified nor when I did it, so you can check the records to see if I'm not lying. And Deary continued to drop bonus flavorings into Trump's punch bowl. The special master process that the Trump people wanted extended through November 30th, declared had been extended through then. Deary wants it wrapped up by October 7th. And as if it needed to get worse for Trump, Deary also slapped them around for judge shopping. Deary demanded that the Trump team explain why, if they say the government has to give Trump back documents because Trump's Fourth Amendment rights against unreasonable search and seizure were violated, why those Fourth Amendment claims are in Judge Deary's lap rather than in the lap of the original judge, Bruce Reinhart, who signed the search warrant, or as one of the crack Trump team called him, Judge Reinhold. Trump, still on a high from crossing the Rubicon on Saturday in Ohio and fully embracing QAnon and threatening violent revolution, and now having Q Muzak playing behind him during his speeches of drivel, seemed unconcerned by the sudden reversal of the legal momentum in his case. All he was worried about yesterday was where President Biden was seated at the funeral service for Queen Elizabeth. But even his protest on social media turned out to be a disaster for him. This is what's happened to America in just 2 short years. No respect, he posted, along with a picture of Biden seated near the back of the church. If I were president, they wouldn't have sat me back there. Baby Hitler ignoring 4 facts. One, he wrote, if I were president, and also referred to Biden as our president, thus confirming he, Trump, ain't president. Two, wherever Biden and the other world leaders were sitting, they were invited and he wasn't, and he reminded us of that. Three, no, he was not invited, But the actress Sandra Oh and Olympic swimmer Mark Tewksbury were, and they were in Westminster Abbey with the Canadian contingent. And four, and finally, you know when they give you the best seat at a funeral? Think about it. While we wait to see if today is the funeral for Trump's aspirations to seize power in a coup or a crooked election or otherwise, the guy behind him in the Republican pecking order of, who is the biggest scumbag we can find? Let's make him president, may now be facing his own legal mess. As suggested here as this story broke, the sheriff of Bexar County, Texas, said last night he not only believes the Ron DeSantis kidnapping of 48 people merely seeking asylum in this country saw state laws broken within his jurisdiction, but that parallel federal laws were also violated. Javier Salazar says that it is his information that a Venezuelan migrant was paid a, quote, bird dog fee to round up migrants from a center in San Antonio to become the victims in the DeSantis outrage. A county judge there summed it up. If you think about what smugglers do, it's not much different. This followed Judd Legum of Popular Information obtaining a copy of an official-looking brochure that several of the victims say they were handed before they got on the plane to Martha's Vineyard. It's titled Massachusetts Refugee Benefits and features two photographs of a Massachusetts Welcomes You highway sign. The brochure also promises assistance with housing, food, clothing, job placement, job training, transportation to job interviews, applying for Social Security cards, registering children for school, and, quote, 8 months cash assistance. Whether or not the arrogant and clever but ultimately stupid DeSantis goes to prison for this is at best guesswork. That Texas judge says if it turns out things were done wrong, he could be held responsible. He instigated it. But whoever made that brochure and used it to lure the migrants to become victims of human trafficking in America, they are going to prison. And tell them while they are there to say hi to Trump for us. Still ahead on Countdown, you can't forgive student debt. If you do that, where are we going to find kids desperate enough to sign up for the Army? It's not me being snarky. That is a Republican congressman being way too honest for his own good. Where's the head of the striking football players? Well, he's out there in the kitchen. He's drinking from a hose, obviously. Things I Promise Not to Tell takes you back to September 1982 in the fabled Il Vagabondo restaurant in New York City. And if they are burying the queen after 10 days and the camera zooms in on the casket and the flowers that were left there by her son, and you can also see the card he wrote and left with the flowers, and you can also see a spider crawling on the card, is that a bad sign? That's next. This is Countdown. So the best way to get what you need is to be prepared and to do it early, like World Series tickets. My dad had the foolproof plan for getting us World Series tickets behind the home dugout in 1976, 77, 78. He bought season tickets in the Bronx in 1972. When you want the best, you have to act quickly, or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/countdown. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology hits the front row to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/countdown to try it for free. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/countdown. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Terminix. Terminix can't help you run for office or take on the country's biggest problems, but they can help you solve one of the peskiest problems at home, pests. You know, the ants in your kitchen, the roaches under your sink, even the termites in the walls. Because when pests show up, so does Terminix. No matter what type of pest it is, they can Terminix it fast with personalized pest care that puts you in control. Their expertly trained technicians may not know intricate political strategy, but they know their local pest pressures. And with customized plans tailored to your specific situation, you get everything you need to not just get pests out, but keep them out for good. Between their speedy service, caring technicians, and over 95 years of experience, it's no mystery why they're trusted by homes and businesses everywhere. So if you have a pest problem, don't stress it, Terminix it. Visit Terminix.com to book your appointment online today. That's T-E-R-M-I-N-I-X.com to book online today.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
This is Countdown with Keith Olbermann.
Still coming up on Countdown, the National Football League Players Association was on strike. There were no NFL games. The president of this union was on the cover of Time and Newsweek, and he was one of my dinner guests, except he had disappeared, and I could see him in the restaurant kitchen bending over one of the big sinks. Things I promised not to tell coming up, along with worst persons. First, in each edition of Countdown, we feature a dog in need whom you can help. Every dog has its day. They found Colson on the streets of Philadelphia. Ordinary brown and white dog, soulful light brown eyes. Only after several days at a shelter there did they discover the broken ribs and the femur, all at different stages of healing, proving not only that somebody beat him, but did so on multiple occasions. Happily, Colson's physical scars can be healed by surgery, and Outcast Rescue is raising the funds for that surgery on Cuddly. If you'd like to help, go to Cuddly, search Outcast Rescue or Colson, or just go to my Twitter feed for Dogs in Trouble, TomJumboGrumbo.com, and see the tweet I did for Colson. And thank you very much. Coming up on Countdown, you can't forgive student debt. If you forgave student debt, why would any kid be stupid enough to choose the military over college? It's not me saying this. That's a Republican congressman saying it in worse persons. Ahead, first postscripts to the news, some headlines, some thoughts, a little snark. Dateline Concord, New Hampshire. Incumbent Democrat Maggie Hassan indicated much of her Senate reelection campaign would be about the repeal of Roe v. Wade and women's rights in her state. Her fringe Republican fascist opponent, Don Bolduc, blasted this, saying, "She just wants to hang on with dear life." Well, guess what? Your views are not consistent with the average Granite Stater, number one. Number two, get over it. This is about the economy. Within hours, Senator Hassan had launched a digital ad called "Won't Get Over It." The John Fetterman campaign is paying off in other states. Remember, Democrats, the last thing the Republicans expect is for you to hit back. So hit them back right in the Charlies. Dateline Washington. A lot of damnedest things have happened in politics over the last 10 years, but among the damnedest, the formerly ultra-far-right reactionary group, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, went green, encouraging the ESG investment sector, environmental, social, and governance, in the words of a chamber veep. Today, for many companies, climate change and carbon emissions impact long-term value, thereby becoming a factor that retirement fund managers should take into consideration. These guys used to devote their time to trying to repeal Obamacare and increase pollution. Because they've switched, because they've correctly noticed that environmentally friendly investing can not only increase profit, but also increase the chance that there'll still be a planet on which to spend your profit, the website The Intercept quotes an anonymous Republican congressman who says, if they take the House in November, the GOP will have its Judiciary Committee run a show trial investigation of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Says the congressman, how is it again that you can discourage investment in American energy? How can somebody actually be duty of care to the shareholders of one entity when you're duty of care to the Chinese Communist Party's controlled energy company? I'd mention to this congressman, whoever he is, that he should probably picture his grandchildren choking to death in 138-degree temperatures or freezing in a 37-inch snowstorm in July in L.A. in the year 2050. But you know what his answer to that would be? My grandchildren, they're not even investing in anything. Dateline Windsor, Berkshire County, England. Queen Elizabeth II was buried yesterday, just 11 days after she died. MSNBC, CNN, Fox News, NBC, ABC, CBS, to say nothing of British television, will now have to pivot away from the story that has occupied them since September 8th, the upcoming funeral, and switch to 10 days of coverage looking back at the funeral.
This is SportsCenter. Wait, check that. Not anymore. This is Countdown with Keith Olbermann.
I mean, I like the Queen. I liked the Queen. And I don't particularly mind the rituals of the funeral process, but 10 days of it? I wouldn't watch it for 10 days if you told me at some point she was going to jump out of the box. In sports, the problem with selling your soul is that the devil keeps asking you to go back and make follow-up sales pitches. Politico reports that the Saudi Blood Money Golf Tour, LIV, ironic name that, the thing designed to give that country good pub after it killed a Washington Post columnist and then cut him up with a bone saw, will send a representative to Washington this week to meet with, quote, lawmakers from both parties. We think it's imperative to educate members on LIV's business model and counter the PGA Tour's anti-competitive efforts. Who gets the task of trying to sell a pro-bone saw golf tour to congressmen and senators? Why, it's Greg Norman, the shark, who, believe it or not, was once a popular professional golfer. Baseball, the San Francisco Giants are investigating how certain items wound up for sale in a gift shop at their stadium over the weekend, caps and shirts and such depicting the Los Angeles Dodgers. The team says it was a mix-up with a third-party vendor and will not happen again. Spoiler alert, baseball stadium souvenir stands used to carry the memorabilia of all major league teams. In New York, where a Brooklyn Dodger fan once shot and killed a New York Giants fan for disparaging the Dodgers, you used to be able to go to the souvenir stands at Brooklyn's famous Ebbets Field and buy the caps and the yearbooks of the Dodgers and the New York Giants and the New York Yankees. Still ahead, the night CNN told me to take the president, the executive director, and the chief counsel of the striking NFL Players Association, my sources on a big story, out to dinner at one of the best restaurants in New York City. If I tell you this is the 40th anniversary of that dinner, can you tell me how much it cost for four of us at one of the best restaurants in New York in 1982? That's coming up. First, the daily roundup of the miscreants, morons, and Dunning-Kruger effect specimens who constitute today's worst persons in the world. The bronze, Lieutenant Eric Dym, D-Y-M, Dym, christened by prophetic parents of the New York City Police Department. Well, not anymore. Let's congratulate Lieutenant Dym on his retirement. Normally, retirements are based on how long you have served, but according to the independent New York City journalism site, The City, this retirement is based on Lieutenant Dym's number of disciplinary allegations. 52. There are 52 substantive cases against Lieutenant Dim, the most on the force. He has been named in more than a dozen lawsuits. He's been accused of pointing a gun at someone four times and of improper use of physical force three times. By retiring, he will face a crippling punishment. He will lose 64 vacation days. This is your New York City Police Department in action. To protect and whatever. Flash forward 20 years from now, and of course, Lieutenant Dim will be mayor. The runner-up, the spider. The spider, that is, that was seen spotted crawling across the card attached to the memorial floral arrangement from King Charles that sat atop his mother, Queen Elizabeth's, casket yesterday. It was actually just tabloider Rupert Murdoch in his other life form. But our winner, Congressman Don Bacon, like Lieutenant Dim, named by prophetic parents. Congressman Bacon is from Nebraska, and he's just not very bright. Kind of swinish. Congressman Bacon has written to the White House to express, quoting him, that my House colleagues and I are very concerned that the deeply flawed and unfair policy of blanket student loan forgiveness will also weaken our most powerful recruiting tool at the precise moment we are experiencing a crisis in military recruiting, end quote. Let's go through this again. Representative Bacon is saying that if making things easier for kids who needed financial help, going to college would be the most powerful recruiting tool for the military, that you'd be losing the most powerful recruiting tool for the military. In other words, if you can't afford college or college loans, that makes you likelier to sign up to maybe get yourself killed or a limb blown off. That keeping people poor, according to Congressman Bacon, is the way you force them to go into the U.S. military and maybe to die, which is not only inhumane, but is a hell of a way to insult the U.S. military. Congressman Don, we can't give you money, then you won't let us kill you, Bacon. Today's worst person in the world!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Terminix. Terminix can't help you run for office or take on the country's biggest problems, but they can help you solve one of the peskiest problems at home, pests. You know, the ants in your kitchen, the roaches under your sink, even the termites in the walls. Because when pests show up, so does Terminix. No matter what type of pest it is, they can Terminix it fast with personalized pest care that puts you in control. Their expertly trained technicians may not know intricate political strategy, but they know their local pest pressures. And with customized plans tailored to your specific situation, you get everything you need to not just get pests out, but keep them out for good. Between their speedy service, caring technicians, and over 95 years of experience, it's no mystery why they're trusted by homes and businesses everywhere. So if you have a pest problem, don't stress it, Terminix it. Visit Terminix.com to book your appointment online today. That's TerminiX.com to book online today.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I thought I could see it through the swinging kitchen door of the Il Vagabondo restaurant on East 62nd Street in New York. What I thought I saw seemed to be an extraordinarily large man standing over one of the large kitchen sinks, holding one of the kitchen's big flexible rubber water hoses, and drinking from it. It was an unusual enough sight, but there was also a complication. That extraordinarily large man was one of my dinner guests, and his name was Gene Upshaw, the just-retired offensive guard of the Oakland Raiders and president of the National Football League Players Association. Gene was 6'5", 260 pounds, but he seemed much larger than that. If he wanted to drink out of one of the giant kitchen hoses, I wasn't going to stop him, nor was anybody in the kitchen, nor was everybody combined on East 62nd Street, nor was anybody in the city on that Saturday night so long ago. Two nights later, Gene and the executive director of the National Football League Players Association, Ed Garvey, and its outside counsel, Chip Yablonsky, would officially take their union out on the last successful strike in pro football and introduce to the entire world of sports what was then, and I literally mean then, that evening on CNN, just before our trip to the restaurant whose kitchen hose Gene was now drinking out of, would then introduce to sports what was then described by a nationally prominent sports writer live on TV as, quote, communism. Executive Director Garvey had proposed a deal with the owners that would be based on giving the players a percentage of gross income, 55 cents out of every dollar taken in by football. It would be given to the players and within a structure allowing for individual players to negotiate individual contracts. The players would basically figure out how the rest of their 55% would be divvied up among them. The owners would keep 45% and divvy it up any way they wanted to. Today, this is the basis of the contract offers made by the sports owners to the players' union. But in 1982, on September 18th, 1982, live on CNN with me as host, this was called communism by the Atlanta Journal-Constitution sports writer Furman Bisher, whom I had been reading since I was a kid. Bisher was one of the guests in a special show which I anchored from New York with Garvey and Upshaw in the studio with me. Bisher went further. He called Garvey a communist, and I apologized, and Garvey said, "I've been called worse. Today." This was why we were all out to dinner at Il Vagabondo, an Italian restaurant so Italian that there was a bocce ball court in the middle of the main dining room. Our CNN executive sports producer, Rick Davis, had said that if I could talk Garvey and Upshaw into going on our show on a Saturday, I could take them out to dinner. He added, "No, and I mean at a nice restaurant." Garvey had already turned into a great source and a great friend with whom I would stay in touch for 35 years. The day before, he had matter-of-factly told me, and only me, a sports reporter from an obscure TV cable network called CNN, that when the union's executive council met the following Monday, that there was only one option on its table, a strike. This was a huge scoop. Later, Garvey would tell me that the union had made a deal with Ted Turner, who happened to own my network. If the union could get the National Labor Relations Board to rule that the owners had forced that strike, the union would be entitled to break all its contracts with the National Football League and sign a new deal where the players and Ted Turner would co-own all of professional football in this country. "Would you like to do play-by-play?" Ed said. It didn't happen, obviously, but that also was a great scoop, and they tried it out in miniature. They played two glorified pickup games, one at the LA Coliseum, one at RFK Stadium in Washington, under the greatest sports league acronym of all time, All-Star Season. Yep, ASS. It was also Ed Garvey a month later in the middle of a press blackout imposed by the National Labor Relations Board mediator who sneaked into my hotel room outside of Baltimore and gave me an exclusive interview anyway. Garvey arrived just after a housekeeper had knocked on my room door and, without waiting for an answer, had entered. That housekeeper saw the following scene. Me in a suit sitting on a chair. The CNN cameraman sitting at a table with his big, bulky camera and tripod, and the videotape deck operator, who happened to be a woman, lounging atop my still-unmade bed, watching her favorite soap opera on TV. The housekeeper took one look, literally shouted, "Lordy," and she backed out of the room, nearly knocking down Ed Garvey in the process. Later in the strike, the mediator quit the talks one night. Then the owner's guy also walked out, leaving Ed Garvey and the players by themselves. I sat Garvey down for another interview, and I asked him, "Will the absence of the media and the league's negotiator make any tangible difference in the negotiations?" And Garvey laughed without interruption for 90 seconds. Gene Upshaw, who in telling this story I have left in the kitchen drinking from the hose all this time, and it's actually almost how long he did drink from the hose that night, he was just as good a friend and a source, whip smart and often too honest for his own good. 5 years later, when he had succeeded Garvey as executive director and the players again went on strike against the NFL, I had a tip that the strike was collapsing because the owners had brought in scab players and they kept playing games anyway. I called a lawyer I knew in the union and he was hemming and hawing when I heard him say, "Wait, Gene wants to talk to you." All Gene Upshaw did was, off the record, confirm that the strike had indeed collapsed, and he expected lots of union players to cross the picket lines the next morning. I said, "I can use this?" He said, "You've always been honest with me. The least I can do is be honest with you. Matter of fact, you can say high-placed union sources told you." "Ah, screw it. You can quote me, Keith. But wait till after midnight my time. I got to call these guys." Unfortunately, this meant that when I interviewed the now Los Angeles Raiders team union rep live on TV a few hours later in Los Angeles, and I asked him if the strike was in its final hours, he said no, and I said, "Yeah, it kind of is," and it was the head of his union who had told me so. Anyway, that night at Il Vagabondo, Upshaw and Garvey and Chip Yablonsky told me 20 stories I would have killed to use that night, but they were all off the record. I think I can mention a couple of them now since it's checks watch 40 years later. At one bargaining session, one of the league's lawyers, Vince Lombardi Jr., was arguing with one of the player bargainers, linebacker Stan White of the Detroit Lions, who was also a lawyer. The players were asking for something that is still a bone of contention between the two sides: full access to their own team medical personal records. Vince Lombardi Jr. looked at White and said, "What are you going to do with them even if we gave them to you? You guys are too stupid to understand them." At that point, White, who might have been a lawyer but was also still a linebacker, leaped over the bargaining table and tried to get his hands around Lombardi's throat. There were also a few hours of shared insults about top NFL announcers and executives and players, and a good deal of wine at this dinner, and periodically when there were no more breadsticks at the table or antipasto at the table or water at the table, Gene Upshaw would simply get up and go into the kitchen and get it himself. When the evening was over, my diary notes that we had spent for four men, four large men, of whom I was the smallest, with wine, with a generous tip, at a top New York restaurant, on CNN's dime, the staggering figure of $155. Still translates only to about $470 today. It was a lot of money then. CNN was paying me $26,000 a year. Anyway, we all walked out into a lovely New York September Saturday night. Garvey, Upshaw, and Yablonsky were all staying in a hotel not from where we had eaten and not far from where I lived, so I walked them back. And Upshaw had one more immortal memory left to create. It happened that he was on the cover of that week's edition of Newsweek magazine, and as we passed one of the old ubiquitous Manhattan newsstands, which were just tiny shacks on nearly every corner of the city, Gene leaned down and in to the little window through which the newsstand operator peered out, and he said politely but firmly, "Have you got a copy of the one with me on the cover?" I've done all the damage I can do here. Help me out if you can. Give it a good review or subscribe or forward it or say it slaps or whatever. Thank you. The Countdown theme from Beethoven's Ninth, arranged, produced, and performed by Countdown musical directors Brian Ray and John Philip Schnale. Guitars, bass, and drums by Brian Ray. All orchestration and keyboards by John Philip Schnale. Produced by TKO Brothers. Other Beethoven selections have been arranged and performed by No Horns Allowed. Our sports music, the Olbermann theme from ESPN2, was written by Mitch Warren Davis. It appears courtesy of ESPN Inc. Musical comments by Nancy Faust, the best baseball stadium organist ever. And my announcer today was Tony Kornheiser. That's Countdown for this, the 623rd day since Donald Baby Hitler Trump's first attempted coup against the democratically elected government of the United States. Arrest him now, while we still have the chance. A new episode tomorrow. I'm Keith Olbermann. Good morning, good afternoon, good night, and good luck. Countdown with Keith Olbermann is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.